This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I see your hair is burning.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Heels are filled with fire.
Your hair is burning.
You know what's funny? They cut out the music for the YouTube. Sometimes they put it out, or other people do, without music. And I'm sitting there singing. I'm not a good singer anyway, but I'm having fun. You know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Don't you wish Jim Morrison wouldn't have died at 27?
Yeah, you know, the 27 Club in Hollywood. Yeah. All these mysterious deaths.
Hills and valleys roll. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's just more of the Hollywood occult.
Cops and cars.
Where we have celebrities mysteriously dying, linked to weird murders and deaths. How we had that River Phoenix, and we had, yeah, Jimi Hendrix, a bunch of them.
Kurt Cobain. Janis Joplin. Who else?
Motel Money, Murder Madness.
Jimi Hendrix.
And you know, the thing about it is, they say a lot of record execs will kill people because then they think that's when their careers peak and that they can own all of it themselves and never pay the artist.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Anton Yelchin. Even was 27. We had a
get your mojo rising. Getting serious, great job on the reports. I don't like focusing in on it, neither do you guys. We got to do it for the children, especially when the media is trying to say none of this is going on. Mm-hmm. I think they have jumped the big trillion-pound Megalodon shark on this. We've got some other breaking news, but just briefly, tell us what else is coming up in the nightly news and some of these other reports you guys are working on.
Well, David Knight and I will be hosting the 3 to 5 Drive live, and so we're going to be talking all things Trump, as well as some more how their technology is invading your life via these smart homes, and just giving you some examples of how you...
Did you see how the CIA
really
came out?
These things soon.
And they just admit they've got AI spying on us?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just... But remember just 5 years ago, I'm crazy. I say the NSA spying on you.
Yeah, you are a tinfoil hat wearer.
And I'm not like saying, oh, look, I told you. It was all documented 22 years ago when I was on air.
Right.
It's not like I came up with this.
Exactly. And just how, even how they were saying Trump was a conspiracy theorist to say that Obama was spying on him or part of the Obama administration. And then that turned out to be wrong.
Because they played with the words on, oh, well, they'd physically go in and put a little wiretap in his office. Yeah. Like,
well, I know there's been some talk from Hillary and others, Podesta and others, about wanting to come after me politically or lawsuits dealing with all this Pizzagate stuff when the media is the ones that hyped up the parts of it that were wrong. We covered it. And I've just, and they take it as weakness that I retract because of some guy at a place because I wanted to be clear. We didn't create all that. But I'm actually sitting there going, well, if people want to start something, I'm ready to depose everybody. I actually kind of look forward to it. It's going to be interesting. And I'm not really saying that because I don't want them to. I'm actually thinking either way, we're just going to keep investigating, moving forward. We're on the offense.
Well, you get discovery if they want to come after you. So they
just and I'm not going to just roll over. I got the money. Our listeners have the money. We're going to go down.
They can scare you into rolling over.
And then why do you have Bill Clinton's records of going to Jeffrey Epstein's island, and you have all these celebrities who are engaging in these weird occult symbolisms and behaviors, where you have Lil Wayne having women in cages in music videos, basically talking about how he's trafficking and pimping them, and then you wonder, okay, so people want to say that this is all just conspiracy theory and whatnot, but I'm just going to tell you, I've lived in Hollywood. I've been around some of these people unknowingly while I was young and naive, and I know firsthand some of these people who have admitted to me about going to weird blood-drinking parties where these elite would actually pay what they called blood prostitutes, which were essentially women that had clean blood that they can then
that's
go
right, and that's just gateway
out of their veins.
That's just gateway into it, exactly. Breaking news at Infowars.com confirmed IRS targeted patriot groups under Obama Janie White, the documents have now come out. Obama has been sitting on these, covering them up. And the people at the IRS that did that are still there because there's such a mutiny against Trump. He's trying to fire them, and they won't eat. It's total insanity. Anthony Cumia is ready to roar. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the other side from the great Compound Media, compoundmedia.com, with himself and Gavin McGinnis and so many others in the giant awakening. All right, ladies, great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, Anthony Cumia coming up, and I'll be back tonight. Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Welcome, Infowars.com. Anthony Cumia here. Pleasure to be here, per usual. Thank you, Alex Jones. I guess the latest thing, we'll delve right into it. The Trump administration decided, hey, let's drop some big explosives. So they dropped what is called a MOAB on some mountainous region in Afghanistan, supposedly to crush some of these tunnels that are beneath the surface there. A lot of the ISIS fighters have been using these tunnels to attack Americans, American interests in Afghanistan, and then using these tunnels. This thing is a blockbuster. It's supposedly the largest ordnance we have before moving up to nuclear weapons. Never been used in combat. It has never been used in combat until now. If you recall, during the campaign, I'll keep the language nice. Don't want to get too saucy here. Donald Trump promised to bomb the crap out of ISIS, although he used a different word for crap. And I see this as keeping one of his campaign promises. That's how I see it. Whether you like it or not, he does seem to be keeping on track with his campaign promises. This has a multi-layered effect. I've been reading Twitter since this happened. And of course, you know, there's nothing that can happen in the world that will not get an argument started on Twitter from people that are absolutely right on both sides. They think they're absolutely right. There's no way they're wrong. And they get on there and just start battling it out. And this it seems to get some people angry. Some Trump supporters are saying that this is not keeping with his America first. Let's stay out of all this nonsense going on around the globe. Other people are saying that this is him keeping his campaign promises. And then you have the left, of course, saying this is terrible because anything Trump does is terrible. So that's pretty much what you have. And they're going at each other. I see this. Look, I love the America first thing. We've heard this for his campaign. A lot of Trump supporters over the course of his campaign and here still very early in his presidency, we look at it and say, yes, finally, a leader that wants to put America and American people, jobs, their well-being, safety, all of that first. We cannot be isolationists here in 2017. It just doesn't work. I would love it if we could. We were past that in 1914. We stopped being able to be isolationists. But what this does, I don't think it's as getting us into these world events like past presidents have. I think this is very calculated. We have a problem with Korea. To me, Korea is a bigger threat than anything right now. That's my opinion. I believe Korea is a bigger threat than the Middle East, than Russia, than China by itself. This Kim Jong-un is nuts. Just nuts. He has nuclear weapons. He is trying his darndest to build a delivery system to launch nuclear weapons against us. That is what's happening. This is not speculation. He and his ilk over there have been talking about their want and need to drop a nuclear weapon on the United States of America. He wants to do it. He's nuts enough to do it. He's got to be crazy. Look at that hair. Look at that haircut. That is a nutty guy haircut. That's coming from me. What's on my head? This guy wants to launch a nuclear strike against the United States of America. He knows. I think he knows his, even he knows his time is limited. Someone is going to take this guy out. He has to be dealt with before he does anything. Now, whether that is us doing something directly or us making a deal with China, who is like their guardian. China is the guardian to one of these kids that are always ending up in jail and in trouble. That's what North Korea is. They're just a thorn in China's side. If you want to go back in history a bit and look at the Korean conflict, China was a very different place in the 50s. They were protecting one of their outposts, pretty much. Another communist nation. They would have liked to have seen all of Korea be a communist nation. So they were defending North Korea against us and South Korea and anyone else that wanted to join in and keep Southeast Indochina democratic. Well, times they are a-changing. We are now partnered up with China in so many ways, the biggest of which are economic. We love us our China. China loves them some American dollars. They love our debt. They love selling us stuff. They are a capitalist economy. I don't care who's running the show. I don't care what kind of communist government is supposedly over there. They love making money. And they got a great taste of it in recent history. So if anyone thinks that they are going to sacrifice all of that to protect this thorn in their side, this troubled child that is North Korea, at the expense of continuing their rise as an amazing global economy, you're out of your mind. They are not going to sacrifice that. So I think it would be very easy for the United States, especially under Trump, to wheel and deal with China and have them do something about this problem that we have. Now, the only way to do that, part of what Trump has done over the years is make deals. Loves making deals. And in order to make a good deal, you need to have stuff. You need to position yourself in a way where you can trade off things. You have to make yourself valuable. Our value is our power. Sending over battle groups. And again, it brings me back to the Moab in Afghanistan. Dropping an ordnance that has never been used in combat, that has been looked at as some type of amazing super weapon, is directly, the purpose is directly to show Korea that we mean business, to show China that we mean business, and to get the job done. Get that guy out of there and try to, for China's sake, Jesus, for China's sake, try to make North Korea into something that can actually maybe fit into a civilized 21st century world. So that's what it is. And this is part of America First, I believe. Sending troops overseas to fight somebody else's battle, that isn't America First. That's dangerous. It's been shown by example to not work. But launching some cruise missiles into Syria and dropping this Moab and whatever else he's doing in the near future, I think is a great way to show power. We have been worse than the proverbial paper tiger for at least 8 years. At least 8 years. Under Obama, we had no juice, no power in the world's eye. We weren't willing to really use it to show people that we have our principles and our ideas and ideology that need to be looked at and respected, for God's sake. We were just being kicked around for 8 years under Obama. That's changing. And in order for that to change, we have to show the world that we're willing to exercise some of that American muscle that we have. So believe me, like I said, I am for this America First thing. I believe we should put all of our or 90% of our resources into jobs and helping the people in this country, the veterans that have done so much for this country and gotten so little when they've come back. To what? To what end? So that illegal immigrants can get health care and jobs and housing at the expense of, you know, walking around the streets of New York City here and seeing veterans homeless? Is that really the solution? So as far as that goes, yes, America first. But again, we have to flex a little muscle in order to continue being great and showing the world that, yes, we are a strong nation and building some pride back in this country. We will be back in a matter of seconds. Don't you go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in for Alex Jones on InfoWars.com.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com, 3333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
As I sat down here today, I was watching Alex, and Claims by Assad that the gas attacks that, of course, brought on the missile strike by Donald Trump, 100% fabrication, Assad saying. Now, of course, he would say it's 100% fabricated. But as you look and really try to assess this, and I, of course, don't want to come off as some kind of conspiracy guy, but it's a little fishy. It's at least a little fishy, isn't it? A Syrian dictator has been accused, of course, of carrying out the sarin gas attack, which killed 87. In an interview released today, Assad said footage of the aftermath could be fake. Now, I was watching some videos, and it absolutely was staged. I mean, they were staging some of these people and emergency workers that were pulling people out from rubble. I think the more important part of this, we could debate whether it's real or fake till the old cows come home. But the media keeps the people so confused these days, no one knows what to think about anything. I mean anything. I've gotten to the point, and I really try to keep up on news and looking at various sources, trying to use a little deductive reasoning, whatever it takes to try to disseminate all these stories to get the closest you can possibly get to the truth. Mainstream media has everyone so bamboozled and confused. Do you honestly know whether Trump's campaign was bugged or not? Do you? I don't know. Yet I've heard either side say they absolutely have been, and here's the proof, and they absolutely haven't been, and here's the proof. In the same mainstream media, I see this. It's getting, and I don't know if this is their ultimate goal, but it's getting to the point where I'm starting to become apathetic, and that's dangerous. I don't know if that's the reason and the purpose for this misinformation. It's brilliant if it is, because you could lie to the American people, which we saw the media doing during the campaign, blatantly lying. Once they lost their credibility with the American people, they had to change their angle a little bit. And what I'm seeing them doing now, instead of lying, blatantly lying, they are confusing the hell out of everybody, giving them stories where there are two different versions, and they are each absolutely true to them and backed up by these facts. And you look and go, I don't know what's going on anymore. It's a brilliant bit of propaganda. It's a great way to take the American people out of the mix. Out of the mix. They lied to us. We knew it. We saw it. We called them on it. And they changed their way of bamboozling the American people. They don't accept our lies anymore. What do we do? Oh, my God. Let's give them a bunch of different versions of the same story so they don't know what's going on. Brilliant. Let's do that. So now you watch the news, you read the news. I don't know. I've heard that there's definitive proof that Assad used chemical weapons against civilians. And I've seen absolute proof that it was fake. So where the hell are we supposed to go at this point to really get the truth anymore? Of course, InfoWars, Compound Media, there are places, but the majority of the American people, sorry to say, not all that bright. And they are eating this stuff as quickly as they can and getting that same apathetic kind of feeling. If you're getting frustrated and confused by what the mainstream media is feeding you, after a while, you just stop dealing with it. I've noticed I watch a hell of a lot less of the mainstream media's broadcast news programs than I used to, just because it's frustrating. I wasn't going there for information. I was going there to keep an eye on them, as does Alex here on Infowars.com. Be back in seconds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad thing. Oh, thank you. Hey, support Infowars with limited time Easter mega specials at Infowarsstore.com. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. And it's thanks to your support that we're able to keep the lights on and continue fighting for liberty. Help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech with our limited-time Easter mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off Brain Force, 25% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12, 25% off Super Female Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. After we were recently banned from the major advertising platform AdRoll for going up against Hillary Rodham Clinton InfoWars lost a major source of funding. Now we're being censored across the web for refusing to follow the mainstream media propaganda. Help us keep fighting and get great products for the lowest prices out there. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support InfoWars with our limited time Easter mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. Bless you. Thank you, people. That was really funny. During the break, I was listening to the United Airlines, the brief explanation, InfoWars kind of take on the United Airlines thing, because it is ridiculous. It's one of those stories that are thrown into the mix of very important things as a distraction. But I must comment on this because I don't want to comment on the actual story. I want to get a little underneath it, a little deeper, because I have been arguing with people all night long about this situation on Twitter. People do not realize something about an aircraft. It is not a democracy in that tube, the magical flying tube. It is not a democracy. There is an emperor. Once you walk through that door, the emperor is sitting up front with a pilot's hat on. He runs that thing. Anything he says goes for any reason whatsoever. If that flight crew wants you off that plane, you are off that plane. That's how it works. That's how the aviation industry runs, especially post 9/11. Now, you could call it paranoia. You could call it a power grab. You could say that the airlines are taking advantage of people's fears of terrorism, and they use that to exert their force over the whatever, however you want to explain it. My whole point is, the bottom line is, you will not win that fight in that cabin. You will lose every single time. And if you refuse to leave under your own power, you will, as we saw, be dragged off the airplane. I have heard so many excuses, so many arguments to that. That was what I was presenting to the people on Twitter. Hey, you can't argue with the flight crew. You will get thrown off. And you know what I get back? I get back tweets like, oh, really? Just because he paid for a seat and they wanted it, they dragged him off the plane? See, again, you're molding it to your own devices, aren't you? No. They asked him to leave. When he didn't, he became a problem to the flight crew. That's how it works. Whether you like it or not, that's how it works. Doesn't work like that in a movie theater. You know why? Movie theater didn't crash into the World Trade Center. Doesn't work like that in a restaurant. I didn't see an Applebee's flying into the World Trade Center. Don't work like that any other place. You know why? Because every other place is America. It's the United States. It's a democracy or constitutional republic. And you have rights. You get on that plane, the king at the front, he took his crown off, takes his crown off, and he puts a pilot hat on. Maybe if he flew with the crown on, maybe pilots need to fly with a crown on to show I'm the king of this vessel. And if I want you off, you are off, and there's nothing you can do about it. And then I get this one, too. Here's what the other people were saying. Oh, Anthony, if that was you on the plane, I'm sure you would have just gotten up without any problem and left the aircraft if you had to be on a vacation or catch a cruise or something like that. My answer to those people? No, I wouldn't be happy at all. I wouldn't be happy to be kicked off a plane that I paid for the seat. Of course not. But would I have to be dragged off the plane? No. Would I understand that as long as I am within the doors of that aircraft, I am powerless to argue my point? You better realize that. I would go out, leave the plane, and then raise holy hell to management. And probably get some pretty good perks because of raising hell. If I felt that some right of mine was infringed upon, then you call a lawyer. You do not sit in your seat and tell them that you're not getting up and not leaving the aircraft. Again, a no-win scenario. It's like a lot of the videos I see through the window of a passenger vehicle when a cop is trying to get you to either step out of the vehicle or give you your license and registration, and you're refusing. Again, if you feel something unjust is happening to you, that is not the place to cover it. Mm-mm-mm. Now, whether United Airlines reneged on their contract with this gentleman through his ticket purchase is yet to be seen. I don't know. I'm not as much of an expert on what this guy's ticket said than everyone on Twitter, because they apparently know everything about this guy and his ticket and everything. All I know is if the flight crew gives you a directive, you must obey it. There are no arguments there. If you will not leave the aircraft once you are becoming a problem, they will get authorities. There you go. Now, I would definitely not leave the aircraft if I knew these gentlemen were coming in from Super Troopers. You have to know that you're getting thrown off the plane. I would not want to cause a problem like that. But once you do, the police will be called in and they will drag you off the plane. And I've heard that how could the police drag a man off the plane for because that's his seat. He bought a ticket. Because they wanted another seat, they dragged him off the plane. No, they dragged him off the plane because he became a problem. That's why. Yes, they needed his seat. Now, how they pick that, the criteria for going, you go, you're out, you leave, I don't know. I don't know what they used. All I know is that when he became a problem to the flight crew, it gave them carte blanche to call in whatever security they needed to, yes, drag him off the plane. The officers are on modified duty, I believe. They've also called them suspended. I believe it's because of the force used, not the fact that they removed him from the plane. That's what they were sent there to do, and that's what they did. Could they have been more gentle with the gentleman? Perhaps. Now, the other part, this guy, this David Dow man, is a blithering buffoon. What an idiot. First of all, again, you should know that if you're on a plane and whatever they ask you, that goes. You have to do it. Put on this tutu and dance around the aisle. Yes. Okay. I'll do it if I want to stay on the flight. If not, get off the flight. Tell them that they made you wear a tutu and dance. And sue them. But while you're on that plane, you got no argument. This guy started screaming and crying like a baby. He definitely has mental problems. This guy's a mental case. There have been allegations, or has he actually been convicted of these? I believe he's a felon. Trading drugs for gay sex. You know, whatever you're into, I don't care. But quite frankly, he comes off as a mentally unstable guy. And I'm watching the police dragging a passenger through the aisles. And again, the rest of the passengers just horrified by what they were saying. And none of them gave up a seat. None of them said, all right, look, I'll go. Let that man have a seat. Because we all know what it's like. When you get on that plane, Boy, there has never been a more prime example of the soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld than when you are on a plane. Get on, smile, treat that crew with respect, miraculously fly from point A to point B in record time, and get off. That's your job on the plane. That's it. No flight for you. Come back 1 year. That's the whole gist of flying in this country. People just don't understand that. You have to adhere to their rules. I never make a problem on a plane. And the other passengers, not only did they not give up their seats, but they made sure they videoed the whole thing so they could get a viral video. United did a bad thing, but the TSA has reaccommodated airline passengers for years. Yeah, we're going to reaccommodate you. Look, this stuff happens. Another thing people don't understand is that the airline industry, the logistics of flying millions of people miraculously across not only the country, but the globe, is the most delicate balancing act you will ever see. The fact that it happens on a daily basis with as little trouble as it has is amazing to me. Now, from what I hear, four United crew members needed those seats to get to another city to crew another plane. In this case, they needed four seats. I guess three people got up and had no issue. I guess three people took the deal, left the plane, and were fine. And if Mr. Dow would have done the same thing, you never would have heard of this. But he had to get rambunctious, and that was that. Now, when you are sending a crew to another city to crew a plane, there's a whole other plane full of people that are going to be gravely inconvenienced because of Mr. Dow and that problem. Sometimes you gotta think like Mr. Spock in The Wrath of Khan. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Live long and prosper, my friend, Captain Kirk. There's a lot going on, and we are so self-centered in this country, we can't imagine that us doing something has these long-reaching tentacles that really screws up a lot of other stuff. I've heard this one, too. Here's another tweet that I was getting all night. Well, they only offered him $800. The max they could offer is something like $1,300. Why didn't they keep pushing the price up until somebody took... So now passengers and equipment have to sit at the gate while an auction goes on in the plane? While that final part of Let's Make a Deal goes on? Does anyone have a paperclip? Anyone with a paperclip in their bag, I'll give them $100. As the plane sits there, and we're supposed to believe an auction is to take place for the highest bidder to take those tickets. And if all the passengers know that $1,300 is the highest, wouldn't they just wait until it gets to $1,300? Why would you take anything less if you know that they're going to end at $1,300? I've been fighting this all night on Twitter. I wanted to throw my phone. It's a delicate balancing act of people and equipment winging across the globe where minutes are the difference between a flight taking off and a flight not taking off. People making their connections and not. You can't sit there and stage a game show in the cabin because Mr. Dowd feels like he's been wronged by being offered $800, a hotel, and a later flight. I'm not saying this is morally right. Morality has nothing to do with this situation, because we're talking about a corporation. I heard that also. Anthony, why are you backing a big corporation? I'm not. I'm backing common sense. I'm backing what people should know and reason in their head when they get on an aircraft, that you're not the boss anymore. We live in a society where people have no clue when authority is in charge, when they're really in charge. Everyone thinks that they can just tell authority to go screw themselves in every single situation on the planet. Now, that might work on your college campus when you're protesting and authority comes by and you go, "No, man, I'm not going to have the man tell me what I could do, man. Freedom of speech, man." You know, it might work there. On that aircraft, oh boy, are you nobody. You are definitely under authority on an aircraft. King pilot and his princes and minion are the flight crew. And you will do what they say, lest you be dragged out, bloodied, into the terminal. And if you don't like it, that's just the way it is. Sorry to say. But I argued all night with people about this and was stunned that they could not grasp the fact that you will do what they say when you walk through that cabin door. Or take a hike, Mr. Dow. We'll be back in a matter of moments. Don't you go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in for the last few minutes of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
I have been fascinated of late by World War One. I've been watching documentaries. There was a great one on PBS about the Great War, a three-part series. It was amazing. I think it's one of the least known wars, which is odd, but it's kind of got overshadowed by World War II, and there are plenty of documentaries about World War II. I guess the fact that they just didn't have that much media about World War One, film and whatnot, interviews with actual people that were there. But it was amazing. And the time in American history, it was such a pivotal time. Pre-World War One, we were absolutely isolationist. We were very separated as a people. Immigrants came over. A lot of them still felt strong ties to where they came from. It really took the uniting of a war to bring people together and feel like they were Americans and have a united purpose and a pride in accomplishment and what they did. And it was really an amazing transformation from what kind of looked like, still looked like the oldie times and the old West, and just something you couldn't really relate to as a modern society. And then we were all of a sudden in the 20th century, modern times, machinery and just horrible warfare. What I was fascinated by after I watched it, though, was between the wars. So I watched a few more documentaries on what happened between the wars. And man, if you think what's happening now is some kind of anomaly that's never happened before, I was hearing some of the same terminology from Wilson and Harding and Coolidge, all the presidents in between the two wars that were exactly what we're hearing now about isolationism. And wanting America, actually, America First was a slogan back then. It was, and we realized it was impossible. The world had become too big a place and too close. We were too related to each other globally to be absolutely isolationist. America came out of the First World War as an amazing superpower, whereas before it, we were just some other, you know, kind of fledgling nation. But in between the two wars, a lot happened that is kind of ringing true today. We saw a lot of liberal progressives coming out and protesting a lot of things that were traditional and respected in the United States. And it really gives you some insight on what's happening now. And no matter how much you want to think that this is new and different, I think it's all happened before. And much like you look at a horse's past performance to see what it might do in the future, look to history to kind of get a line on what may happen in the coming years, because you're not going to find it out from mainstream media. They're all lying to you and twisting things and trying to keep you confused. I think some of the best indicators we have as to what will happen and what is happening now is our own previous history. So give it a look. There's plenty of great documentaries on YouTube and other forums out there. But I definitely suggest if you want to find out what's happening now, look to the past and you'll be amazed. Thank you again, Alex Jones at Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia for CompoundMedia.com. We'll see you next time.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.